It's Writing Challenge, Masterbook, today on The Right Focus. First, let's celebrate. Tip your glasses in a toast to the 50th episode of The Right Focus. That's right, today is number 50. When I started back in October, I didn't really think I'd make it through November. Yet here we are, heading for the end of April. I've learned a lot about the nuts and bolts of recording and prepping episodes for a podcast. I'm learning to clear up ideas about my taglines and teasers that somehow escaped all of my research about book marketing. And I'm fixing my lazy enunciation that I had fallen into. After a few years out of the classroom, I still have a long ways to go on that. I wish I had a lovely accent like Joanna Penn or a non-dialect like Dean Wesley Smith. I have to work to be clear, but it's coming along and back. And it was a busy, busy day today. For my rough shape, I have 2,145 words accomplished today. Drafting, I accomplished 2,208 words. The rough is nearly at 27,000 words. I may pass the projected goal of 33,000. Why did I call today's post Masterbook? Well, have you ever read a book where the character's name changed halfway through? Or the eye color changed? Or past event got reported wrongly later in the book? These discrepancies can usually be avoided with a Masterbook. For To Wield the Win, I started the Masterbook today. I'm over 75% through the roughly shaped manuscript, and I'm only now officially starting the Masterbook. I have sticky notes, though, at the wazoo. I've been a naughty writer. A Masterbook, sometimes called a book Bible, is a collection of basic facts about characters and setting and plot. Here's the place that you record specifics of character appearance, the details of important location. Most people fill their Masterbook with researched information. For the book that gave me fits last year, The Key for Spies, under my pseudonym M.A. Lee, I had notes about the Spanish and Basque languages, copies of information about Wellington's peninsular campaign in Spain during 1813, the whole gamut of Napoleon from his beginnings to his end, information about musketry and soldiers' uniforms in the British and French armies, recipes for typical Spanish dishes, and much, much more. Some of the information was research prior to the starting of the book. Most of it came about as I wrote. Research for a few things happened only as they spilled into the manuscript. Smart writers keep the Masterbook as a ready reference even after they finish the manuscript. They know that they might return to the characters and the world already built. They might have no immediate plans for return, but the Masterbook waits ready for use. I flubbed the Masterbook once for my pseudonym M.A. Lee and my book Digging Into Death, the first book in the Into Death series. I didn't keep my Masterbook in a handy area. When I started the second book, I had to dig all of that back out. What did I do then? The wrong thing. I stuck the information back with the original, tucked very deep into a hole in a closet. Now I'm having to pull that back out because I plan to write the third book in that series before I finish it out and no longer touch it. I didn't start the Masterbook for the Wield Win when I normally would have done so from the first moment of conceiving the story. One primary reason for the delay is that I was busily working on other books. Since I was working with a fantasy world that I'm greatly familiar with, I knew that research wouldn't be necessary for the basic thing like spells and culture and more. To Wield the Win is much more fantastical than the other books set in the Fae-marked world. I would be adding elements totally new to the series. I had a general idea of the new creatures and powers that would be needed. I figured I could keep those in my head. I've had to do a lot of flipping back and forth, however, checking details, making sticky notes, attaching them to the manuscript. A Masterbook would have prevented all of that flipping. The second reason for not creating the Masterbook is that I just wanted to see what would spring upon the stage, gifts from the creative muse. To create the Masterbook prior to the rough shaping process might set in stone certain details that the muse in all her impishness might change. And the muse did change things. She deepened others. Basic facts haven't changed, but the whys and wherefores of those facts have. If I had set the elements in place, the muse wouldn't have played around in my head. So I'm grateful to the muse, but as I approach the end of the roughly shaped manuscript, it's time to gather up all of those scattered, sticky sticky notes and write them into one particular spot. As I revise following a day's drafting, I record what I come across. Today, I recorded yesterday's work. I also started today with shoveling dirt for a vegetable garden. Then I came in for the rough shape. By mid-afternoon, my work transitioned to the draft. Early supper had to be cooked, a softball game had to be rooted for, and this blog had to be written. But it's been a great day for writing. Let's see how tomorrow will go. Inspiration for this glorious word day, counting both rough shape and the draft together, I have over 4,300 words. I began with Dan Pointer. If you wait on inspiration to write, you're not a writer, you're a waiter. That's a nice bit of snark. To end was more snark, this time from Oscar Wilde, the master. A writer is someone who has taught their mind to misbehave. Thanks for listening to The Right Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee, with assistance from Remy Black and Edie Runes, all from Writers, Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found on therightfocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Our podcast episodes are running short this month, but usually they last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Daily in April, we're bookcasting Write a Book in a Month by Remy Black, 2 in the trilogy Inspiration for Writers, copyright 2020. Take lessons from today's episode and write on.